All right. Now, Mary, I want to go back to you and talk to you about the whole management changed.
Yes.
Dr. Cusick, he retired, or did he resign?
Oh, he retired because he was 65 and he was still on the chairman of the board. And that was 1978, am I right? Yeah, 78. And Henry Lund became the new managing director.
And who appointed him? And where did
Dr. Cusick loved him. Dr. Cusick was friendly with a man called Anchor Lund, who was the boss of Irish Cement and Roadstone. And Anchor Lund, the father, very, very clever man, came after the war to Ireland to set up a cement company and married an Irish girl and stayed. He came from Denmark. They were Danish. But Henry Lund was really clever. He was an intellectual. And Dr. Cusick knew his father and knew him. And several would have come for interview for the job. But Dr. Cusick, he was his choice. He thought the world of the Lunds.
And so Dr. Cusick stepped down at the age of 65?
Yes.
Was he... at that stage, do you think he would have liked to stay on, or do you think
Well, I thought that he was appointed chairman and he did have a lot of say, you know, with Henry Lund. But genuinely, I thought he wasn't a strong man. In his youth, he had TB or something.
That's right,
and he was frail at 65. Mm-hmm. Or was it he had only one lung? So he was frail. And of course, he was a chain smoker all his life and he never gave them up. So he wasn't a strong man. And with all the union trouble and all that, I think he was happy to hand it over to a big, strong, young, Danish-looking man, Henry Lund.
What was he like to work for? How different was he to... or was he similar in many ways?
Well, he was very clever. He was the boss, but he was very reserved. He didn't believe in small talk. I was often in his company, you know, at the office do or whatever, and he'd just sit there and you'd have to do all the talking, you know. He was hard to talk to, I found, socially. But work-wise, I just typed my letters and we got on very well and I liked him. And I couldn't complain, but he was a firm man and he worked very hard and he'd concentrate very hard and no small talk.
But he was taking over the mills when,
yes,
in the beginning of a very turbulent time.
Yes.
Was he the instigator of this, do you feel?
Well, he came in, Dr. Cusick thought, to revive it and to build it up and to help it get going. But Lund went through all the figures and realised that the bottom line wasn't his bottom line. So that was it. You know?
Oh, you mean there was figures that he hadn't seen previously, was it? Or?
Well, not quite, but he thought he could pull it around, you know, and
yes,
improve it by, you know, getting rid of people or closing down non-profitable things and that. But he found then that it wasn't working. And that it would have to close. It wouldn't. It would have closed eventually anyway.
Okay. And so they... I don't think he did get on very... He didn't get on very well with the workforce. So did you sense that or did you feel
Well,
that?
I always thought he was very continental. He had a work ethic. And work was everything to him, you know. And he would treat, I'd say, his family. He loved his family, but he'd be quite strict with them, with the girls. He had two girls. And he was quite strict. They were never spoiled or anything. And they would have only... He was a rich man, but they would get, you know, barely pocket money like everybody else. So he was very strict. And the same in the office. I mean, you just had to hop to it. And,
yes,
and I just hopped to it and did my thing. And that was grand. But
And do you think then that maybe there was a breakdown in communication between him and the board with the unions and the workers?
Well, I think so.
Was there?
I don't think there was any breakdown between the management and the workforce. At one point, we should remember at this point, you see, Clondalkin Paper Mills was the old woman who spawned a lot of other companies. It became the Clondalkin Group. So the Clondalkin paper mills became, you're the Clondalkin Group, which in effect owned Clondalkin paper mills, Cahill's, Bailey Gibson's, Guy's and Cork, and quite a lot of other companies in Ireland and in the UK as well. So the paper mill, in fact, was one section of the Clondalkin Group, which Henry Lund, in fairness to him, had created this group of companies. And I think Mary mentioned there that he was a man for, you know, the bottom line. Well, he was, in fact, yeah. But he could see that the paper mill, in fact, was losing money and was, in effect, dragging down the group. So this is why he took the to have the big rationalisation and try and save the paper mill and put this new package together, which, unfortunately, as I said earlier on, was rejected at the time. But Henry Lund didn't have any sort of... he didn't have any great grow, if you like, for the paper mill like Dr. Cusick had. Whereas Cusick loved the paper mill. Paper was his life. Henry Lund, money was his... You know,
I know. It was a different story altogether.
A different story altogether, yes, yes.
And so for the years, Mary, that you worked, you would have written on paper,
similar
to what I have in front of me here. Can you describe it to me? Because it's lovely paper.
Oh, yes, it was good quality paper. It was lovely and the customers were very happy with it and lovely designs and all that. It was very, very nice. They had a design centre in Bailey Gibson and...
Was it Bailey Gibson then that they designed?
Well, maybe not,
but they would
in latter years they did. Yeah, I'm not sure of that one, but they did. It was. Very
and Danny,
nice.
Do you know the paper that you have here?
No, I think this particular one now was amongst the last sheets of paper made in Swiftbrook paper mills in Saggart, which was then taken over by Clondalkin, and Swiftbrook paper mill only manufactured fine printing paper and writing paper. And the sheet I have here now is a sheet of Swiftbrook Bond, as far as I recall. And you will notice, if you look at, there are 2, 4, 6, 8 medals on the heading of this paper. And these are prizes that Swiftbrook paper mill won in Dublin 1865, Dublin 1882, Cork 1983, Liverpool 1886. So obviously the people in Swiftbrook paper mills were very proud of the type and the quality of paper they made.
But, fascinating.
Yes, yeah.
It really is. And to think, Mary, that you spent all those years handwritten letters, some of them,
yes,
I'd say.
Yes, indeed, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know, it's been a marvellous conversation. I could go on quite, I'm sure there is another state or section of this which I would be very interested in, and that is the, when it finally came that the factory was closing, did you both take redundancy then at that stage? Or how did that work?
Well, what happened was that the paper mill closed. As I said, you had the two sections. You had the office staff, many of whom stayed on for some time. The receiver came in. It was a liquidator receiver. Liquidator, I think, was appointed.
Bernard Summers.
Bernard Summers came in, and he engaged a handful of us. I was lucky, one of them, to wind down the paper mill. Now, it took around about 6-8 months to wind down. Production had ceased at this stage, so we had to dispose of all the stock we had. And I was kept on until around about March of 1982. So we disposed of all the stock. It was all sold off. And as I said, there was only a handful of people kept on to do that job. Whereas the office people, many of them stayed on for some time afterwards. But then Mary and Henry Lund and the administration people, they moved out of Clondalkin and went to the SIAC office. You had an office in the SIAC building, and that was the office for the Clondalkin Group, and that was their head office. Clondalkin Paper Mills was now defunct, gone. But they did, in fairness, said Henry Lund did give. There was a social club on the grounds of the paper mill, and Henry Lund did agree, as part of the winding up of the thing, to give the social club and surrounding grounds, which now would be worth quite a few bob, to the social group, and the employees became their ownership, their property, mm-hmm. yes. And Shinné, that was the end of Clondalkin Paper Mill, sadly.
Yes, and thank you very much for telling me your story, Danny, and Mary. So Danny and Mary Curtin, thank you both very much indeed.
You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome.